Heavenly Father, this morning we are here to honor you. And we ask that your word would come to us this morning and pierce our hearts. That you would open our eyes spiritually to be able to see the truth that you have for us.
We
know that your truth will set us free. So we come to your word humbly, saying, change us and use us for your glory. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Didim to translate something, not to read it out of his Bible.
See,
in English, we have many different English translations. You only have a few in Malagasy. And one of the English translations I want to use has a particular wording for this verse. And because I don't speak Malagasy, I don't know if your version has the same wording. It will have the same meaning, but I want specific words to be emphasized. So I'm going to ask him to translate the New Living Translation.
NLT.
Joshua 7:19. This is where Achan has been caught out by Joshua for his sin. Achan, that guy who stole the goods, he's been caught by Joshua. And Joshua is confronting him. Joshua said to
Achan,
my son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel. By telling the truth. That's the verse I want you to hear. Give glory to the Lord by telling the truth. In other translations, it speaks about confessing. Speaking what really happened. Say what really happened. Admit that you're wrong, effectively. That's what Joshua is saying to Achan, is tell the truth. But I want you to see the link this morning between giving glory to God and telling the truth. A very similar verse is found in John 9:24. And in the New International Version, it says, give glory to God by telling the truth. This was a man who was blind. Jesus healed him. And now the Pharisees and the people against Jesus are investigating. And they're interrogating, they're asking questions. And they say to the blind man, they want the blind man to condemn Jesus. And they say to him, give glory to God by telling the truth. And they go on to accuse Jesus of being a sinner. Here's this link, give glory to God by telling the truth. In each case, there are two options. A man can give glory to God by telling the truth. Or he can hide the truth and therefore not give glory to God. Why does telling the truth bring God glory but lying doesn't? I mean, what difference can it make to God whether you tell the truth or whether you lie.
Tikteneno inona moa zany no mahasamihafa an'izany eo andrisain'Andriamanitra na miteny marina ianao na mandainga.
Think about it.
Eritrereto ange.
God sitting on his throne.
Andriamanitra mipetraka eo amin'ny seza fiandrianany.
In glory and perfection, he's perfect and complete.
Amin'ny voninahiny sy ny fahataterana izy tena tanteraka ary feno.
Why should he care if you tell the truth or if you lie?
Ahoana moa no rarai hoe inona ny tokony rarahino hoe miteny marina ianao na mandainga?
And how is it that telling the truth brings glory to God?
Dia ahoana ary zany hoe miteny marina manome voninahitr'Andriamanitra?
Last week I spoke about living for the glory of God.
Tamin'ny herinandro any resaka momba le miaina ho an'ny voninahitr'Andriamanitra.
I explained that everything God does is for his glory.
Dia nanazava hoe ny zavatra rehetrarehetra ho atao dia nataon'Andriamanitra dia ho an'ny voninahiny.
And we too are created to bring him glory.
Dia tsika koa dia niforonina hitondra voninahitra ho azy.
And when we bring God glory, we actually find fulfillment in ourselves.
Dia rehefa manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra tsika dia mitondra fahafenoana ao anatintsika izany.
They've actually made this in a church catechism, a formal church statement.
Dia izany ary dia ohatrany hoe napetraka tao anatina katekisma na hoe ao anatin'le mahafiangonana fiangonana.
From hundreds of years ago.
Tamina zato taona lasa.
They've put it in the statement that the purpose of man.
Nataon'zareo tao anaty teny anankiray ilay izy hoe nitanjon'ny olona.
The greatest, the high purpose of man.
Le avo indrindra, le ngeza indrindra amin'ny tanjon'ny olombelona.
Is to glorify God.
Dia ny fanomezam-boninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
And enjoy him.
Ary mankafy azy
forever
mandrakizay.
You want to know what you exist for?
Tianao fantatra hoe inona no antony fisianao?
It's not just to eat vary.
Tsy hoe inambary fotsiny.
But you can glorify God.
Fa afaka manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
And in glorifying God, you will find your deepest enjoyment.
Dia amin'ny fanomezanao voninahitra an'Andriamanitra dia hitanao le fankafizanao lalina indrindra.
But what does it mean that we glorify God?
Dia inona nefa ny dikan'izay hoe fa maninona manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra?
If my whole life is supposed to bring God glory, how does that work?
Raha ny fiainako iray manontolo ny tokony hanome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra dia ahoana ny tokony hanaovako an'izay?
This morning I want to suggest it's more than just prayer and worship on a Sunday.
Androany tena hoe ty amesosikevitra tena mihoatra lavitra noho ny mivavaka sy ny fiderana rehefa lahady.
That how you bring God glory is much bigger than this meeting.
Ny fanomezanao voninahitra an'Andriamanitra dia ngeza lavitra mihoatra anao ty fivoriana ity.
It's the meeting you have tomorrow with someone.
Fa fivorianao rapitso miaraka amina olona.
It's the work you're going to do this week.
Ny amin'ny asanao ataonao amin'ny herinandro iny.
It's the relationships you're going to build or break.
Ny fifandraisanao aman'olona izay hotsanganao na hopotehanao.
See, God can be glorified in a multitude of situations.
Danao hoe Andriamanitra afaka omem-boninahitra amina zavatra mitranga be dia be.
God is glorified when praises are given to him from people who suffer.
Andriamanitra zao a afaka omena an'izay fisaorana izay izy a, izay fiderana izay amin'ny alalan'ny olona izay hoe ao anatin'ny fijaliana.
You may be in pain.
Mety hoe misy ratra ianao.
You may be suffering.
Mety hoe mijaly ianao.
But when you praise God from that place.
Fa rehefa midera an'Andriamanitra amin'izay toerana misy anao izay ianao.
It brings God much glory.
Dia mitondra voninahitra an'Andriamanitra misimisy kokoa.
Because of course if God's just pouring out blessings and pouring out comfort and happiness on you, you're going to praise him.
Satria Andriamanitra ame fasoavana ho anao, famindram-po, fitahiana ho anao dia hiderana azy ianao.
The devil would come to God and say that doesn't mean much.
Dia ny devoly mankany amin'Andriamanitra dia miteny hoe tsisy dikany izany.
He did it with Job.
Nataony tamin'ny Job izany.
He said, look man, the guy's got everything going for him. Of course he's going to praise you.
Hoy izy ny devoly hoe jereo Job nahazo ny zavatra rehetrarehetra avy aminao, izay mahatonga anazy mideranao.
But will he praise you when he's suffering?
Fa rehefa mideranao izy a, hideranao ve izy rehefa mijaly?
That means we can suffer to the glory of God.
Nefa izany midika hoe afaka mijaly tsika ho voninahitr'Andriamanitra.
Suffering presents you with an opportunity to glorify God or to get all bitter and sulk and get all upset.
Le fijalianao iny a dia afaka amezanao voninahitra an'Andriamanitra na hoe eo ianao dia mijaly eo ianao dia ianao rery any eo.
When a husband and wife are intimate in the bedroom.
Rehefa ny mpivady a izy roa rery a ny eo am-pandriana.
Can be for the glory of God.
Afaka ho voninahitra an'Andriamanitra izany.
You see, it's God who made us in his image.
Hitanao hoe Andriamanitra nanao antsika tahaka ny endriny.
He made us male and female.
Nanao lahy sy vavy izy.
And God created sex.
Dia Andriamanitra nanao ny firaisana.
It's all from God.
Avy amin'Andriamanitra daholo izany.
And so it can be used for his glory.
Ka noho izany hoe afaka ho ampiasaina izy ho voninahitry ny anarany.
The marriage bed can be a practice of a celebration.
le fandriana fandrianan'ny mpanambady dia afaka atao ho fankalazana.
Glorifying God.
Mezam-boninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
Who when he created Adam and Eve and this world, he looked at it and said it's good.
Tamin'Andriamanitra namonana Adama sy Eva sy ny zavatra rehetra dia niteny izy tsara izany.
So your view of sex.
Ka ny fomba fijerinao an'ny firaisana.
Intimacy.
Sy ny hoe fifandraisana hoe lalina be ny vatana.
Can be corrupt.
Dia afaka ho simba hoe.
You can think it's all bad.
Mety afaka mieritreritrena hoe ratsy daholo.
And you can use it badly.
Afaka ampiasaina ho ratsy koa nefa.
And God is not glorified.
Dia Andriamanitra tsy nahazo voninahitra.
Or you can bring it into his pattern and design, which is good.
Fa afaka hoentinao amin'ny lamma sy le zavatra napetraka Andriamanitra izay tena tsara.
And you can glorify him through it.
Dia afaka mamey voninahitra an'Andriamanitra ianao amin'ny alalan'izany.
So in your body you have the opportunity to glorify God.
Ka amin'ny vatanao afaka manana fotoana ianao, manana anjara toerana ianao hanomezana voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
Then also when God made Adam, he put him in the garden to work.
Tamin'Andriamanitra nanao any Adama koa dia napetrany izy tao amin'ny sahoe hiasa.
When Adam was first made, before there was sin.
I Adama dia namboarina talohany hoe nisy ny fahotana.
The Bible tells us that God placed him in the garden to work.
Ny Baiboly miteny antsika hoe Andriamanitra nametraka anazy tao amin'ilay zaridaina mba hiasa.
If you look closely at the words of the creation account,
rehefa tena jerentsika tsara le teny momba ny hoe famoronana.
It tells us on the seventh day God rested from the work that he'd been doing.
Dia hitantsika hoe tamin'ny andro fafito Andriamanitra nitsahatra tamin'ilay asa nataony.
So God is a worker.
Dia Andriamanitra izany mpiasa.
And he knows when to rest.
Dia fantany hoe aiza izy ny tokony hitsahatra.
And he made Adam to work.
Dia nataony Adama hiasa.
So work presents an opportunity to bring glory to God.
Kaniasa zany dia mametraka an'izay hoe fahafahana mamey voninahitra an'Andriamanitra izay.
That means your job,
dikan'izay dia ny asanao,
whatever it is,
na inona,
can be done for the glory of God.
Dia afaka atao ho voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
Because God made work and work is good.
Satria Andriamanitra nanao ny asa dia ny asa tsara.
Everything God made was for his glory. That's what I said last week.
Ny zavatra rehetrarehetra nataon'Andriamanitra dia ho voninahiny. Izay no teneniko tamin'ny herinandro.
So work is good and can be used for his glory.
Ka ny asa izany dia tsara dia afaka ampiasaina ho voninahitry ny anarany.
Husbands, wives, male, female, sex, it's good and it can be used for his glory.
Lasin vavy an fanambadiana ny firaisan'ny lasin vava dia afaka atao voninahitry ny anarany.
Your body redeemed, sanctified is good.
Ny vatanao vao afaka no masinina dia tsara.
God made Adam, he made Eve, he said it's good.
Ny Andriamanitra nanao Adama, nanao an'i Eva dia niteny izy tsara.
Can be offered, can be used for his glory.
Afaka omena, afaka ampiasaina voninahitra.
So bringing God glory can and must happen any and every day of the week.
Ka ny famezam-boninahitra an'Andriamanitra dia afaka mitranga isan'andro amin'ny herinandronao.
We're not just bringing God glory with our music on a Sunday and our praise and our Sunday meetings.
Tsika tsy hoe mamey voninahitra an'Andriamanitra amin'le hira rehefa lahady fotsiny amin'ny vavaka na amin'le fitsahoana ataontsika.
We bring glory to God every day.
Fa mamey voninahitra an'Andriamanitra sika isan'andro.
In almost everything we do.
Amin'ny zavatra rehetrarehetra ataontsika.
Unless we're sinning.
Raha tsy hoe manoty sika.
Sinning is not bringing glory to God.
Ny fahotana tsy mamey voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
But what is the glory of God?
Fa inona nefa ny voninahitra an'Andriamanitra?
In order to bring glory to God, it's good to know what the glory of God is.
Mba hahafahana mamey voninahitra an'Andriamanitra dia tokony ho fantatsika hoe inona ny voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
People are saying, glory to God.
Ny olona miteny hoe voninahitra ho an'Andriamanitra.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hoe voninahitra, hallelujah.
But what does that even mean?
Efa inona nefa moa dikan'izany?
I mean, hallelujah, what does that mean?
Dikitenena hoe hallelujah, inona dikan'izany?
I'm not going to tell you.
Zaho tsy teny anareo.
But I am going to explain something about what bringing God glory is about.
Fa izany efa nazavany aminy hoe inona marina izany mamey voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
Starting with this question, what is the glory of God?
Manomboka amin'izay fanontaniana izay hoe inona ny voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
In Exodus 33 verse 18,
ao amin'ny Eksodosy toko fahatelo amby folo,
Moses and God are having a conversation.
I Mose sy Andriamanitra dia nanana fifampiresahana.
Moses says something to God.
Dia Mose sy niteny zavatra tamin'Andriamanitra.
He says, I pray you, show me your glory.
Niteny izy hoe mivavaka hoe aseho anao amin'ny voninahitra ao.
Moses just makes a request of God.
I Mose sy nanao fangatahana tamin'Andriamanitra.
Show me your glory. When I was younger, I used to think the glory of God was just a very bright light. It's just something so shiny and so hot that if you see it, it burns you up on the spot. That God is light, and if I come too close to a bright light, I'm going to get burnt up. But that's just too simple a view of it. The light is just metaphorical. It's just an illustration of saying that there's no sin, no darkness, no evil in God. He's altogether holy and morally perfect in his character. In Exodus 33:18, it's the first reference to the glory of God. It's the first time you find the glory of God referred to in Scripture. And the word in Hebrew that is used for glory, show me your glory, is actually translated weight. Show me your weight. Your weightiness, your substance. Your importance, your being, is like saying, show me who you are. So God says to Moses, I'm going to pass before you. My goodness, I'm going to show you my goodness, which if we examine what that means, God says, I'm going to show you myself because he's good. And
that
show you my goodness means show you my abundance, show you the breadth. He's not holding back. And he says,
and
I'll proclaim my name.
It's going
to say his name. Why? So you go to someone, what do you ask them? Who are you? What's your name? It's your identity. Who are you? Moses says, show me your glory.
And
God says, I'll tell you my name. And I won't hold back, I'll show you my goodness.
So
it's a revealing of an identity.
It's
who you are. And God says, I'll show you who I am, and I'm not going to pretend to be someone else. The glory of God is everything that makes God who he is. All his characteristics, his authority, his power, his wisdom, the immeasurable weight and magnitude of God, is contained in his glory. Nothing hidden and held back. See, what God wants to show us is that what he did in response to show his glory was to show himself. His identity, his nature. And he said to Moses, no one can see my face and live. That's a sin issue. It's because people are sinful, they can't see the face of God. The New Testament speaks of us with unveiled faces, beholding and reflecting him. Unveiled faces, in other words, no barrier between us and God.
But
because of the blood of Jesus, we can actually approach God.
satria noho ny rahan'i Jesosy any dia afaka manantona an'Andriamanitra isika.
The point is we can know him.
Ny le teboka ao anatin'izy dia afaka mahafantatra an'Andriamanitra.
We can come near to him.
Afaka manantona an'azy.
And then we would become better and better representatives of him.
Dia afaka misimisy kokoa ianao lasa misolo tena azy.
Listen to John 16 verse 14 and 15. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you.
Avy amin'ny ahy izy ka hanambara azy aminareo. Izay rehetra ananany ray dia ahy avokoa. Koa izany noho nilazako fa mandray avy amin'ny ahy izy ka hanambara izany aminareo.
Talking about how you can glorify God.
Miresaka izy hoe ahoana ny ahafahanao manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
But Jesus is referring to how the Father brings glory to the Son.
Hoe Jesosy miresaka ahoana ny anehoan'Andriamanitra voninahitra amin'ny alalan'ny zanany.
He will take what is mine and declare it to you.
Hoe ho alainy izay ahy. De ho ambarako aminareo.
The implication is again revelation, it's revealing, it's showing.
Lefa nehony anazy de famantarana hoe tena mampiseho izy, maneho izy.
By the Holy Spirit the Father reveals the Son to you.
Hoe amin'ny fanamasina ny zanaka de ambara ho anareo.
He shows you who Jesus is.
Asehoany hoe izy Jesosy.
The Son of God, the Savior of the world.
Hoe le zanak'Andriamanitra le mpamonjy an'izao tontolo izao.
And that brings glory to Jesus.
Dia izay manome voninahitra an'i Jesosy.
In other words, it brings glory to Jesus when you see him for who he is.
Izany hoe manome voninahitra an'i Jesosy hoe rehefa hitanareo hoe iza marina izy.
And glory came to God by showing himself to Moses.
Dia voninahitra tonga ao amin'Andriamanitra rehefa nanambara ny tenany tamin'i Mosesy izy.
So how do you bring glory? How do you bring glory to God?
Ka hoana nanehoanao anomezanao voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
By revealing him.
Mba anambarana
anazy. By showing who he is.
Hoe asehoanao hoe iza marina izy.
It's about who you see.
Le izy dia mikasika kokoa ny amin'ny zavatra hitanao.
So when we consider these opening texts that I used, the Joshua text and the text in John.
Ka rehefa raisintsika le teny hoe rehefa nisokafantsika tamin'ilay teny teo tao amin'ny Josua sy Jaona.
Why does telling the truth bring glory to God but lying does not?
Efa maninona fitenenana marina manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra fa ny lainga tsy manome?
What difference does it make to God whether you tell the truth or lie?
Inona mahasamihafa an'izay ao amin'Andriamanitra na miteny marina ianao na mandainga?
The issue is when you tell the truth, you are revealing the existence of and the nature of God.
Raha ny tena izy hoe rehefa miteny marina ianao dia tena maneho an'izay mahaandriamanitra an'Andriamanitra sy ny fisiny.
You see, without God, we would all be... I mean if God had left us in our sins we would all just carry on being sinners, lying, cheating, stealing.
Tenareo raha tsisy an'Andriamanitra na hoe navelan'Andriamanitra fotsiny tsika dia izao tsika mbola mitohy foana ny fahotantsika mangalatra sy ny fahotana rehetra.
Whether you're a Christian or not.
Na kristianina ianao na tsy kristianina.
If you tell the truth it brings glory to God.
Rehefa miteny marina ianao dia manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
Because Jesus is the truth with a capital T.
Satria Jesosy le tena fahamarinana amina efangeza be.
So telling the truth reveals that there is truth.
Ka ny fitenenana fahamarinana dia mitondra ny teny ianao hoe misy ny fahamarinana.
It brings glory to God by revealing him.
Dia manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra mba hitenenanao hoe mba hanambaranao anazy.
You are a witness and a testimony to the existence of Jesus who is the truth.
Hoe ianao dia efa vorombelona ny amin'ny fisian'i Jesosy izay fahamarinana.
You're revealing something of Jesus when you tell the truth.
Manambara zavatra tao amin'ny Jesosy ianao amin'ny fitenenana marina.
So the truth brings glory to God.
Ka ilay fahamarinana dia manome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
And Satan.
Ka izy Satana.
Is the father of lies.
Izy no rainy lainga.
That's what the Bible, one of the ways the Bible describes Satan, he's the father of lies.
Izay izao fomba anankiray anambara amin'ny Baiboly anazy ary Satana hoe izy ny rainy lainga.
So I guess if you lie.
Ka tena miteny hoe raha mandangy ianao.
You bring glory to Satan.
Dia manome voninahitra an'i Satana.
Because you're revealing his nature in this world.
Satria ianao koa manambara maha izy azy eto amin'ity tany ity.
So to give glory to God, we want to reveal his nature in this world.
Ka rehefa te hanome voninahitra an'Andriamanitra ianao dia ambarao le natiora an'Andriamanitra eto amin'ity tany ity.
A life that brings glory to God is a life that shows forth His excellency.
Ny fiainana mamevonatra an'Andriamanitra dia fiainana tena maneho an'ilay tena fahatsarana
A life that testifies of His power and His character and His nature.
Le fiainana tena mijoro vavolombelona an'ilay heriny ny toetrany sy ny fahatsarana.
So if God is patient,
ka Andriamanitra satria maharitra izy,
when I'm short-tempered and harsh,
nefa izaho ohatra izaho tsy maharitra, izaho mora masika.
I'm not revealing the character of God. When you get angry with your wife and you speak mean words to her, you're not revealing the character of God. When you treat someone at work unfairly,
rehefa karakarainao amin'ny tsirary ny olona nampiasananao,
what you mean or you cruel, you're not revealing the character of God.
Rehefa ohatra ianao miteny marary na ohatra ianao hoe masika loatra aminy a dia tsy manana tsy mamehy an'izay
voninahitra. Rehefa
mandray kolokolo ianao na mamehy kolokoly,
you're not revealing the character of God.
Tsy maneho ny toetran'Andriamanitra ianao.
You must be revealing the character of Satan.
Tena hoe mamehy voninahitra, maneho ny toetran'ny Satana kokoa ary ianao.
You get this choice in life, bring glory to God or bring glory to sin.
Manana izay safidy izay tsika eo fiainantsika hoe na mevonahitra an'Andriamanitra na mevonahitra amin'ny fahotana.
So we're not living to earn favor with God out of good works.
Ka tsika tsy miaina mba handray sitraka avy amin'Andriamanitra amin'ny alalan'ny asa tsara.
We're saved by the grace of God through the blood of Jesus.
Fa tsika vonjena tamin'ny famindrapon'Andriamanitra, fahasoavan'Andriamanitra tamin'ny ran'i Jesosy.
And faith in His sacrifice.
Dia finoana ny amin'ny sorona nataony.
So now when you live a morally better life, it's not because you're trying to save yourself. It's much simpler. It's to bring glory to God by showing Him to the world that needs Him. Your life can be a witness to the character of God the more you live in line with the character of God.
Ny fiainanao an dia lasa vavolombelona ny amin'ny toetra an'Andriamanitra ny fomba fiainanao.
If I become a kind man,
raha ohatra ka olona hoe matsopo,
it's not so I can have a better reputation.
Tsy amin'izay lasa hoe manana fifandraisana tsara na malaza kokoa amin'ny olona.
Because I've experienced the mercy of God.
Fa satria izaho efa nahatsapany izay famindrampon'Andriamanitra.
I want to be like Him and be merciful.
Dia te ho tahaka an'azy dia te hamindra fo.
And so I bring glory to Him by showing what He showed me.
Dia mamevonahitra an'azy satria asehoko ny zavatra nasehony tamiko.
You understand what I'm saying?
Azonareo ny zavatra tiako tenenina?
It's possible for you to bring glory to God in every day of your week.
Afaka atao tsara mihitsy ny mamevonahitra an'Andriamanitra amin'ny andro rehetra, amin'ny herinandronao.
When we align our thinking and our actions and our character to His.
Rehefa petratsika ny fomba fisainantsika, ny toetratsika sy ny mombatsika manontolo eo aminy.
Holiness in our lives is not to promote us in God's sight. Holiness is not to promote ourselves in God's sight.
Ny fahamasinana eo amin'ny fiainantsika dia tsy hoe anandratantsika ny mahatsikatsika eo anatrehan'Andriamanitra.
Holiness is to promote God in the sight of the world.
Fa ny fahamasinana dia ny fanandratana an'Andriamanitra eo imason'izao tontolo izao.
Doesn't it set you free?
Tsy manafaka anao ve izany?
You're not trying to be good so that you can get closer to God because Jesus took care of that issue.
Tsy miezaka no tsara ianao mba hanakakezana an'Andriamanitra fa Jesosy no nefa nikarakara an'izany.
No, you become holy in order to reveal more of God to the world.
Fa mimasina kokoa ianao satria ianao manambara an'izay mahandriamanitra an'Andriamanitra eo amin'ny mason'izao tontolo izao.
Allowing God's nature to shape ours.
Hoe avelantsika mihitsy ny natiora an'Andriamanitra teny hoe karakara ny mombatsika.
Means we can show forth more of Him.
Hoe asehontsika kokoa misy anazy, momba anazy.
Christ likeness in us is not to make us more acceptable to God.
Le toetra tahaka ny Kristy atao anatsika dia tsy hoe mahafahatsika ekeny'Andriamanitra izay tian'Andriamanitra kokoa.
But Christ likeness in us is to reveal more of Christ to this world.
Fa le toetra ny Kristy ao anatsika dia le hoe anehontsika hoe iza marina Kristy eo amitrehan'izao.
That's how you bring glory to God, by revealing Him to the world.
Izay no anomezana voninahitra an'Andriamanitra hoe anambarana an'azy amin'izao tontolo izao.
So when you choose to tell the truth instead of lying,
ka rehefa misafidy ianao miteny marina fa tsy fanambadiana dia avelanao ny firaisana ivelan'ny fanambadiana.
Your life speaks of the faithful God who will not leave his church for another.
Dia ny fiainanao dia manambara an'ilay hoe Andriamanitra izay tsy izay tena hoe mahatoky amin'ny fiangonana izay tsy andao fiangonana aminao hafa.
When you work hard with boss isn't there and doesn't care.
Now it na tsio ara le patron anao na tsy miraraha mihitsy ara.
You show that there's a greater master.
De mampiseho anao hoe misy foana le tompo lehibe.
And you're working like him.
De miasa anao tahaka anazy.
Whenever he finished a job, he said it's good.
Rehefa mavita asa anao de miteny izy tsara.
And so you work for the glory of God.
De miasa anao vonatr'Andriamanitra.
Our lives must be far more than simple exclamations of glory, hallelujah.
Ni fiainantsika dia tokony mihoatra lavitra noho ilay hoe fitenenana hoe voninahitra sy hallelujah fotsiny.
Listen.
Enoy.
Your life is supposed to reveal God in this world.
Hoe ny fiainanao dia tokony hanambara an'Andriamanitra eto amin'ity tany ity.
You're not God.
Enao tsy Andriamanitra.
You'll never be divine.
Enao tsy ho lasa tsy toa mihitsy hoe Andriamanitra.
But your life is reflecting and pointing towards him.
Fa ny fiainanao nefa dia maneho anazy a ary manondro makany aminy.
People should meet you and say there is kindness.
Olona tu rehefa mihoana aminao dia tokony miteny izy misy fahatsorapo eto amin'izao tontolo
izao. They should meet you and say there is truth in the world.
Rehefa mihoana aminao izy dia miteny hoe misy fahamarinana eto amin'izao tontolo izao.
They should see the work you do and say there is excellence and integrity in the world.
Rehefa mahita ny asa ataonao izy dia tokony iteny mihitsy izy hoe misy fahataterahana sy fahononam-po hoe tena fahazotoana eto amin'izao tontolo izao.
And then they will start to say glory, hallelujah.
Dia hanomboka hiteny amin'izay izy hoe voninahitra sy halleluja. Atsika hivavaka.
Heavenly Father, help us to understand your glory.
Ranesa ny an-danitra ampio izay hahatakatra hoe inona mamy voninahitra anao.
It's not some dutiful obedience to the law.
Tsy hoe asa tsy maintsy atao fotsiny ilay izy amin'ny lalàna.
But the glory that comes to you is the revelation of who you are.
Fa voninahitra ho any aminao Andriamanitra dia ny fanambarana hoe izy ianao.
This morning, Lord, touch our hearts.
Amin'ity maraindray Andriamanitra dia kasio ny fonay.
So that we would make a decision to bring you glory.
Mba tena akanay fanapa-kevitra hanomezana voninahitra anao.
In everything we say and do.
Amin'ny zavatra rehetra rehetra teneninay sy ataonay.
May we become more like you and reveal more of you to this world.
Dia aoka ho tahaka anao misimisy kokoa dia hanambara anao misimisy kokoa eto amin'ity tany ity.
And may you receive the glory.
Dia ho azonao ny voninahitra.
In Jesus' name.
Amin'ny anaran'i Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.